And welcome back to Rosie on the House. It's time to cover our weekly to-do. One item on your home, castle, or cabin that requires maintenance. It's our goal, our vision, that we can help you keep your home so well maintained that you could sell it at the drop of a hat and not get beat up on any price or gouges or get stuck paying heavy repair bills just for someone else to come in and enjoy your home. And so this week, we're talking about HVAC spring checkups. And we've got one of our air conditioning professionals and Rias Home Performance Solutions, Jeff Carmichael. You know, we hear it all the time about the importance for seasonal checkups as our equipment changes from heating to cooling and back and forth. What is the importance of having our mechanical equipment checked?
There's a lot of important things that need to be checked, but the biggest, I would say, components as far as wear and tear components, wires come loose, motors haven't been working that are going to start working. There's lubricated parts to your air conditioning system. There's a lot of moving components, and without knowing what happened last summer or what took place over the winter, having all those components then to fire on 100% capacity or all cylinders, if you will, without having any items checked could cause breakdowns, premature failures, or things that could come up that are more expensive for you to repair that could have been solved throughout just a routine maintenance, whether that's tightening electrical connections or making sure maybe a smaller motor that's drawing amperage on a larger motor is performing how it should before that takes out that other larger component.
Now, you hear and see a lot of different gimmicks and advertisements to get people enticed to, you know, call for our patented 21 checklist project. And, you know, if you schedule now and mention blah, 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 we give you this discount. And, you know, I'm not going to say all of those are necessarily bad, but a lot of those are kind of bait and switch. And what you're actually scheduling out is a part salesman.
Right.
You know, they're sending them out so cheap with the goal that he's going to jack you up on $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 worth of repairs that are questionably unneeded. Our listening audience is smart enough to know to go to rosieonthehouse.com, get one of our air conditioning partners, and not have to worry about that.
Yeah.
But if they're trying to help out a friend or a neighbor, what are some of the things they need to know when someone comes on site? Is this really a professional, or is this somebody who's just trying to sell me parts?
That's could be extremely deceiving for your everyday person to gather. And honestly, even in the industry for so long, I wouldn't be able to tell you what they were until I get the invoice, right? So invoices can be very deceiving. There could be parts on there without a description of the part or why it's needed to be replaced. We've seen invoices that have no data behind the recommendations, right? So if I'm being told as a homeowner, you need to replace this part, it's out of its life expectancy or it's not working right now. Well, do you mind showing me why it's not working or what were the amp draws that you took? How did you check the refrigerant? So all those questions we don't expect a homeowner to ask, right, the contractor that's giving them their maintenance. But if you do get a maintenance, we would, you know, caution you on whether you just dive all into all the diagnostics that they did on the system and all the recommendations, and always feel free either to call us or call another Rosie certified air conditioning contractor. Call any of us and get a scoop on what our thoughts are on that invoice.
The biggest thing is if you get a bad gut feeling, listen to it.
Yes.
And just let the company, the technician know that, even you could make up something. You know, I've got to consult my spouse. I've got to consult my dad. I've got to, I'm not ready to make a decision. Well, if they start pushing you to make a decision because you can save all this and you won't be able to call me back and have all the savings later and this, you know, promotion is only for now.
Right.
You know, if they're trying to close the deal right now, that is a perfect indication that you have a good gut hunch.
Yep.
Get them out of your house. Call in for a second opinion, a different company.
Yeah, as soon as your invoice confuses you, which I get confused on a lot of invoices I've seen, whether it's maintenance or quotes on air conditioning equipment in the past. If you're confused, then that's a red flag. And there's a lot of hidden fees. There's additional costs. There's credited maintenance costs. There's you name it. So if it's not just spelled out as far as this is what you need to do, then yeah, it should be a warning sign that you might want to get a second opinion. And I can't stress enough the importance of just calling another company or another contractor. I mean, I field calls every day with people that just have general questions about what's being recommended. And a lot of times we can narrow it down to, this sounds about right based off maybe the age of the system or how much maintenance you've done, or, and the price might be right in line with what's appropriate. We'll full disclosure, let you know. But if there are red flags, then you might be better off having a second opinion on it.
And even if there's red flags and your air conditioning's not working, still just, find a friend's house, go to a hotel for a night or two.
Yes. Yep.
If it's too uncomfortable to stay in the home, because that's going to be a lot cheaper than letting somebody take advantage of you.
And that's key, too, on why we preach the importance of getting that pre-maintenance done on your air conditioning system now, like right now, opposed to Memorial Day and thereafter. Don't wait to feel warm. We can still perform a spring or air conditioning tune-up right now when the weather's perfect in the 70s and the 80s. So,
yeah, don't wait until you need it.
Correct.
Yep. To have it checked. On top of all that, you had mentioned cost. What should a seasonal checkup cost?
Yeah, I think if you're anywhere between $60 and $120, that should cover a basic inspection of a unit. I think ours is priced right at $89. We try to go right down the middle of the road. But I think anything less than $60 should really be a cautionary to what you're getting for that amount of money.
So that's just your seasonal checkup. It should be done in the spring and the fall. Let's talk about something else we were talking about off air before we started this, and that's just what you're seeing in the industry right now and maybe some things homeowners need to be aware of coming down the line through the supply chains.
Yeah, we can't stress enough that we are seeing extremely long time frames on getting new equipment for homeowners that right now have decided to replace their air conditioning units, that are proactive homeowners that are doing that. We are still seeing 4 to 6 week lead times on getting that equipment. What was last year and the years prior, 2 to 3 days, or just regular inventory at our manufacturer's warehouses around the valley that we could just go pick up even next day, they're not there. And if they are there, they're on hold for another contractor to be picking them up. So if you are hesitant or you're not sure on where your air conditioning is currently, as far as its state, the best thing you can do, again, is get that preventative maintenance done, get that checklist in front of you so you know, is it time to replace? Is it time to repair? And then you can really be adamant on making the right decision. Because buying a new air conditioning system when it's hot and you're already stressed and pressured to make that large of a purchase isn't good, and it's not healthy. And we try our best to navigate a homeowner in that circumstance as best as we can. But if we're talking a 4 to 6 week lead time on just getting their new air conditioning equipment, that's going to create a whole different ballgame. So that's the last thing we want for our homeowners. And again, the best thing you can do is be proactive, especially this year more than any other.
If your unit was already on life support before,
yes,
it's going to be really critical to work on getting that. And, depending on the size, the house, the equipment, and air conditioning units today aren't what they were 20 years ago. I mean, you could easily compare it to the vehicle industry.
Yeah.
A truck 20 years ago is not the same thing as it is today.
Yeah.
And the cost is more. Mm-hmm. Material costs have gone up.
Yes, significantly.
This year. I mean, depending on size house, you could be $5,000, $25,000 for a complete retrofit.
Yeah, and the efficiency levels that we're staying on track with every other industry as far as the technology that goes into these air conditioning systems. Not even just the size of an air conditioning unit and making sure that you got the right size or maybe the right brand that you like from the right manufacturer. you can look at 6, 7, 8 different options of the same air conditioning unit on just different efficiency levels, which significantly will change in price. So there's a lot more to just getting an air conditioning unit, more so now than ever, than is it the right size for my house and how quickly can you get it installed?
Summer's coming. Stay ahead of it. Get your HVAC equipment checked now by a professional, one of which could be Rias Home Performance Solutions. Y'all could be reached at
480-969-7500 or Rias.com, R-E-E-I-S.com.
And that's our weekly to-do. A lot of times it's a do-it-yourself thing, but sometimes it's not. Whether it is do-it-yourself or not, you can keep up with those weekly maintenances in our Homezada app. Go to rosieonthehouse.com/app. And if you use promo code Rosie when you sign up, you'll save 25% on your annual monthly subscription, which is only $60. So 25% off of that. And one of the great benefits to the system is it's a learning system. And he was talking about price increase for materials. Well, as projects are done and costs are entered into the system, it will help tell you, here's what it's going for in your neighborhood. So it'll help you project the cost that you can expect and you're not blown away by.
Very nice.
I had no idea it costs this much. But, you know, it's a fairly new system, fairly new platform. You know, for it to be able to tell you that, the data has to be entered. So as the more we use it, the more helpful it can be. You know, right now, I don't know how many are in any given area. It doesn't share your information with anyone else. It just helps you get averages. So
it's worth signing up just to do your home inventory.
So and that's free.
And that's just the beginning. I mean, that just scratches the surface. It's a great application.
And the inventory side of it's free to unlock the maintenance and the project management and the finance applications. That's where you then have your monthly cost of, like, it's less than $5 if you use the promo code Rosie. So that's rosieonthehouse.com/app. And a follow-up to last week, we were talking about Fox Valley Electric giving away a generator to anybody that stopped by their booth at the home show. And if your name is James and the last 4 digits of your phone number are 6714, congratulations. They didn't call him. They wanted the announcement to first come on radio. You have won the 8-kilowatt Kohler utility standby generator valued at $3,400.
That's a nice deal.
They'll be scheduling the install. Or you can apply that to a larger unit if you want as well. So you can upgrade and have a $3,400 savings. So,
James.
James, congratulations from the Kohler generator from Fox Valley Electric.